Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zion Williamson is in a Knicks uniform in the next 2 years.
I'm glad you just threw me a lob. You didn't realize you were throwing me since you want broken news. Here you go. I want Zion to stay with the Pelicans.
But
if Zion leaves, I'll give you a destination. It ain't New York. It ain't with the Lakers. It gotta be Memphis. Hey man, let's go to commercial break, man. Let's just go to commercial break, dog.
Sometimes you say too much on the show.
Let's go to commercial.
Sometimes you say too much on the show that you can't take back. Are you sitting here on national television saying that potentially Zion Williamson could be a Memphis Grizzly in the next 2 years?
I'm just saying if he leaves the Pelicans, there's going to be speculation of where he might end up. I'm just saying don't underestimate him ending up with Memphis if he leaves. I want to see him stay in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, be jealous. I'll be in New Orleans this weekend for the Final Four, Jacoby.
Yeah, so...
That's a heater.
Just like randomly dropping in that, it's hard to exactly sum up what he was saying because he changed it, right? Like he was like, I'd like to see it. But he started it by saying, if you want broken news. So
he said, since you want broken news.
I'll let you characterize it because I'll be honest, I don't quite know how to characterize it.
All right. Well, Jalen Rose is a guy that sometimes says stuff he knows before he's supposed to. And I just remember him on the Chris Paul vaccination thing saying Chris going to be back within 2 weeks because he's vaccinated. He knew, right? I remember him being ahead of everybody else on, it sounded like he had talked to Penny. Memphis going to get Jalen Duren. They're going to get Imani Bates, and here's what Penny's going to have. And it just seems like a lot of times, as plugged in as Jalen is, he lets the cat out of the bag before he's supposed to. And just the sense you want broken news. And then right after John saying, let's go to commercial, the deflection, right? Get it off me. I'm not telling you that Jalen Rose knows for sure that Zion is coming to Memphis. You can't. You can't. But it sounded like a dude who, after letting the cat out of the bag, trying to hedge. Now, wait. I'd like to see him back with New Orleans. But if, to put them so confidently above the Knicks or the Lakers or anybody else, sounds like you've had some conversations at least. And at least what we know about Jalen Rose is those are usually plugged-in conversations. Wait, do you buy that?
Is that a fair way
to characterize it, John, to interpret it, I suppose?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think, again, you can't look at this and say, oh, boy, Zion's got plans to come to Memphis, but you can look at it as there's been some talk.
Right.
And at least enough that's gotten back to Jalen Rose that he feels confident that if it did get to a point where Zion is choosing, Memphis would be up in the running, and it wouldn't just be the usual suspects is the point.
Yeah. I think that's exactly right. You know, it kind of sounds like this reminds me a little bit of sometimes I'll have like a tidbit on the show that I can't fully divulge the entirety of what I know. And then Brad will say, well, are the other day I was talking about Cody Topper. Brad's like, well, what is it? Does this mean Cody Topper's going to? That's kind of what Jacoby was doing with Jalen Rose there. And Jalen was like, all right, I probably said a little too much. I probably need to dial it back a little bit.
Jacoby literally says it. Sometimes you say too much on this show.
Yeah.
He literally said it.
And so it definitely feels like one of those things where where there's smoke, there's fire. Jalen is hearing something from somebody. whether it's in Zion's camp or
exactly.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Somebody he feels good enough to put it out there.
And Jalen is not the guy, right? Jalen is not the guy who is just going to start that.
He doesn't float the guard. He doesn't float stuff.
And by the way, if you were gonna like float something, it definitely wouldn't be Zion to Memphis. You know, that's not going to get the internet on fire. I mean, it's Memphis. It's not New York. It's not the Lakers. It's not.
It's random.
It's Memphis.
Small. Yeah.
And the connection is very obvious. The connection is Ja Morant. The connection is South Carolina. The connection is former teammates on the AAU circuit. You know, we always kind of joked around on this show, like, oh, if Ja leaves one day, he's just going to go team up with Zion. Well, how the turntables. Now it's Zion leaving to team up with Ja.
Jeez.
Under this sort of, you know, under this scenario.
It doesn't get me excited. I don't know about y'all.
You continue to shock me every day.
It doesn't excite me. None of that excited me.
Did you see Zion in that dunk the other day?
Yes.
Now, you know Brad Contrarian.
I think that's what it is.
No.
You do this on purpose.
If I'm New Orleans, I'm not signing him to a big contract. I've been on record about that for years on this show.
Well, I think there are two different conversations there, right? Like what New Orleans should do with Zion Williamson and whether or not the Grizzlies should pursue Zion Williamson.
I swear I'm not trying to be contrarian. I swear it. Like I have an opinion.
Okay.
I have a strong opinion on Zion. I think it's, but I hear what you're saying, Jason. I can understand why you might feel that, but explaining it for myself, I just think it's like Zion to me feels a lot like Odom. It just does. It feels like a
Greg Oden, you're saying.
Yeah, Greg Oden back in the day is the Durant draft,
yep,
right?
Yep.
It just never panned out. Like, they screwed around with him, and they tried to get him healthy. They'd do rest stops. Even when before they did rest, they were trying to do that Greg experiment, and it never worked. It just feels like I wouldn't get – here's what I'll say. It gets me excited if you don't give up a lot of crap for it.
Well, you're going to have to give up a lot of crap for
it. See, I wouldn't do that.
See, Brad's worried about Bane.
Right.
Yes.
If you tell him you can get Zion and still have Bane on the team, I think Brad gonna be.
I think I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
But you can't. Identified. You can't. You're gonna have to give up Desmond.
I wouldn't give up much. I would like. I love Zion under your terms, and they got to be very favorable. And I just don't think there's a deal that New Orleans is gonna be willing to do.
I'm almost at the point where Bane's off limits.
He's off limits.
You would. So okay. So
I'm saying you. Please. Yes. I'm saying take Dylan.
Thank you.
I'm telling
of course.
Take Dylan and all of these picks.
Matter of fact,
I'm gonna throw in a little De'Anthony Melton for you. You know what I'm saying?
What about Killian Tilly while you're at it?
Yeah, he can go.
If you want.
That's fine.
If you want.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping Bane. I'm keeping Bane. Because to me, again,
I agree.
Especially with Zion coming in, that is such a good deal for the Memphis Grizzlies. You need that efficient, you're gonna need an efficient knockdown score.
Yeah.
Right on that score. So I need to keep Bane.
It's your sharpshooter.
That is such a great deal for the Grizzlies that you just engineered.
But I got to hand it to you.
You have really pulled off the freaking robbery of the century in only having to give up Dylan Brooks and Santi Aldama
pieces.
For Zion. Would y'all throw in Santi? I'm trying to get y'all throw in Santi.
Yes.
Okay, what about Zaire? Would y'all throw in Zaire?
Yes.
Okay, how about a third-round pick? Would y'all throw in a – For the Titans. Would you throw in a third round pick for the Titans?
An NFL pick? Sure.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
We see what you're getting at.
I'm not throwing scraps at him. I think Dylan is an equal piece.
They have no need for Dylan though. They have no need for Dylan. Like they need young pieces that can help them.
That's what they're going to get out of these picks. They need more than just the picks though.
They need some production right. They're going to have to get something back.
Williams?
Williams has not shown anything at all. I mean, he had
8 to 10 point scorer who's been starting in the league.
We're talking about Zion Williamson here, who is a generational when healthy, and I know that is a big part of the conversation.
Major part of it.
But when healthy. And I also think, too, you put him – he doesn't want to be in New Orleans anymore. That is a fact.
And I know that.
That's working in your favor. That's what I'm saying. You're between a rock and a hard place if you're New Orleans.
But they can get a better deal than that one. That is the problem. They can get a better deal than Dylan Brooks and a first-round pick.
What I would tell you is the Grizzlies got a bunch – as many assets as anybody in the league.
But how many of them are they willing to include?
Again,
right?
There's only going to be so much that you can get. What deal do you think is out there from what team that's so much better than what the Grizzlies can offer in terms of picks and young players?
I personally don't think you're going to get Zion Williamson in a trade unless you include Desmond Bane. That's what I believe. That's what I
then
believe.
Then you don't do the deal.
And the New Orleans Pelicans are going to insist
Brad.
On that.
Come on, Brad. I love Bane to death, but I'd still.
I am telling you.
I don't want to give up Bane.
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to give up Bane, but it's Zion Williamson.
Guys,
it's the former number one pick in the draft who was a generational star.
If y'all want to look at me crazy, you can. All right, you can have Bane then. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's what I'm
this
saying.
Creates?
That's what I'm
My
saying.
My opinion
I,
is
I can't believe that
important.
You're literally saying that the difference is one player, that it's just Desmond Bane, and all of a sudden New Orleans is in. And if that's the case, if it's just that one, hell yeah, take Desmond Bane for some.
Bane, Melton, two first-round picks. That probably gets it done.
I hate that. I hate it with all my heart.
Now I'm keeping Dylan Brooks?
Yes.
Who plays defense?
Yes.
Sign me up.
I mean, right? I love Bane to death, but peace.
He's part of your future.
I can't believe you think that much of that. That you think New Orleans thinks that much of Bane, that it's what puts the trade over the top.
He's younger than Dylan, and he's on a friendlier contract.
I can't believe you, Brad, are willing to hold up the train.
The Bane train holds it up.
Let me tell you something. When the Zion train hits the Bane train, do you know which one goes off the track, brother?
Bane is a healthy.
Who goes off the track?
Look.
John, tell him who goes off the track.
The Bane train's over.
Unfortunately, the Bane train gets derailed.
The Bane train turns into the AM
Zion train too big.
I love your passion for a hurt Zion Williamson. Here's my opinion on
Bane. He's had a year to, like, rehab.
I get it. So is Jaren. We take him out for a half year.
He's looking good.
My thing about Bane is that I think he's a future max player, not a super max. He's a almost max-ish shooting player that is perfect for what you got. And he's untouchable. That's my opinion. I know it's crazy to y'all. I don't know if I'm the only one who shares that. I think the front office might share that opinion.
Last year, Zion Williamson.
Man, I'm looking at his numbers right now.
27-7.
He was an all-star, man.
61% from the field.
I saw it. I also see an upside-down bowling pin when I see Zion Williamson.
I respect that piece of the conversation, but respectfully, Desmond Bane would be out of here in a second. If the Grizzlies knew they could get Zion Williamson in return for Desmond Bane. Because you can find...
Well, that brother gone then, boys.
Then
that's fine. Hey,
we don't know
good
that.
Luck.
Like this, they may not end up doing it. If they can do it,
New
the
Orleans,
Grizzlies...
To your point, might feel like I can get a better deal somewhere else.
If I'm New Orleans, I'd take that deal plus your picks.
Because there's two sides of it, right? I mean, there has to be an agreement. It can't just be...
You're right. You got both sides of the jury. We're speculating. That's
we
the
don't,
fun of this.
We don't
That's
know. We don't know that New Orleans would, you know. I mean,
I love y'all's passion for Zion, and he. I'm being sincere about that.
If you're telling me I got Ja, I got Dylan, I got Jaren and Zion at the 4-5.
People are saying that you on them kids drugs.
I know it.
You on them 95 nitrous oxide.
Listen,
drugs.
I didn't tiptoe into this opinion. I am not. This is not contrarian, Brad.
I
have always been on record about my opinion. And by the way, I don't even think we're tapping Bane's full potential yet.
I think what you don't realize is that Brad sees Bane as the face of the franchise.
Now, that's not true. That's hyperbole. Ja Morant is the face of the franchise.
Okay, I just want to make sure now.
But Bane is one of those players, much like Middleton, who, when you take him off the floor, it fukes up the whole organization. And it does it in non-statistical ways. It's a shooting role as opposed... I mean, it's just... I just see Bane... Like, I've been watching this franchise as long as I've lived here. I've never seen a player like Desmond Bane playing for the Memphis
Lord,
Grizzlies.
Brad. I mean, he is awesome. But
I mean, we had
Lord.
Mike Miller out there squatting up for threes, but he wasn't doing what Desmond Bane's doing. No disrespect to
Brad,
my friend.
Brad, this is a little much. I got to tell you.
I'm telling you.
This is a little much.
Did Desmond come over and have dinner at your house or something?
I just love that player. He's my favorite player.
Okay, like, everybody calm down.
Yeah, okay, so you can, okay, so.
You guys threw him out, man.
No, it's getting back Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's what you're getting,
Listen,
which
no,
is an all-star.
I wouldn't trade Desmond Bane for Bradley Beal.
No, I
right?
get it.
I wouldn't do that. I would trade Desmond Bane, though, for a motivated, in shape.
Yeah, well, that's a pipe dream, though.
Well, I think we've...
I don't know. He might not be motivated just because he's in New Orleans.
That's what I think.
With Ja Morant. And that's
yes.
what I like is these young players deciding we're going to do it different.
Right.
Like, we're going to get together, and it's going to be us versus everybody. You know what I'm saying? Rather than the all-star.
I mean, the impact with the
stars or to the big market.
The impact with having
Imagine
Zion on
what
team.
That would look
oh,
like.
Oh, we have a problem, though.
It's bigger than...
I just got a problem. He can't do the gritty. So I don't know if he's going to work or not.
No, he'll figure it out.
No, he'll figure it out.
The impact of having Zion is bigger than basketball, right? It's bigger than anything on the court. It's what it would mean economically, the marketing. You would be on television. Desmond Bane is not getting you on television. Love Desmond Bane. But Zion Williamson, beyond his numbers.
Zion with Ja is getting you every game on national
television.
I get it.
ESPN will move their headquarters from Bristol to here. Like, it won't be a thing when the broadcast comes to town anymore. It'll just be all the time.
No, I'm not arguing about any of that. That's not the argument. The argument is about the player and the team.
Look, Desmond Bane is a great player. He has turned into a great find. Do we think that the Grizzlies could not identify the next Desmond Bane? Like a guy who could come in and average 17 a game and shoot the ball well from three?
Well, it's been more than that this month. No, he's starting to look like your second. That's what I'm saying, your second scoring threat based on his play this month.
If you want to say –
he's more than just 17. He's starting to look like Chris Middleton this month.
If you want to say that you're skeptical of a Zion trade because of the last year of his health, that is totally fair. But let's just say all things are equal. It's not even a debate. It's not even a
debate. Yeah, I'm going to try to sell him Dylan first before Bane, but
course,
I feel you if it's Bane. Again, with Bane, you could tell yourself, there's all-star potential there, right, with that. I will tell you there, with Dylan, though, there's first-team all-defensive potential.
Y'all are going to not like this analysis, but the Winslow thing is also part of it. Like, you saw how that works when you try to trade for injured-type players.
We are talking about an all-star, 27 points a game, 7 rebounds. He played 33 minutes that season, 61 of the 82 games. We don't have to play him 33 minutes. That's the other part about this.
You're talking about
a guy who dominated when he's been healthy.
Yeah.
That's not just as Winslow. Different sets of players.
Just talking about the concept of
that he's injury ridden. Yeah. I get that and understanding that.
But that's the only point against Zion.
I think that's true. I agree with that.
It's about investing too much to get him.
Yes. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And it's something to consider. But
then you get to how much time together with Ja is worth it, right? How much time, whatever that's going to be, healthy time is worth it.
And I am of the mind, dude.
I'll tell you, even if it's a small window,
I'm hearing y'all, by the way.
Right. I
love, this is a really fortunate conversation to have. This is like something I never dreamed of.
It is a pipe dream conversation.
It's so awesome.
I am of the belief, I may again be totally wrong. I'm of the belief that Zion is allowing his discontent with being in New Orleans inform his rehab, inform his motivation and willingness to get back on the court because he hates it there. He doesn't want to be there. And so I believe that if you put him into a situation that he was all on board to be in, that you would see that 20, you would see, I mean, it would be another all-star.
Right.
It would be an all-star season for Zion Williamson. It would look like 2020-21 when he played 61 games and averaged 27 points a game and shot 61 freaking percent from the floor.
Brad, you got one person thinks you're on drugs, but a lot of folks are with you on
that. Let me ask you guys.
You're not on an island by yourself. I'm surprised,
I think those people are
there's a lot of folks that are with you on Bane's
Let me just ask one very specific question. If you had to bet your life on Bane's health and career versus Zion's health, future, and career, which one would you do?
Well, based on what we know about
both. You have to be right.
Yeah, I mean, based on what we know about both is I would bet on Desmond Bane. Right, obviously, because he has not had
injury concerns. This is a gun-to-head scenario, too, where it's health and future careers.
But when you are a franchise like the Grizzlies, right, the opportunity to take that swing and potentially win championships
that's very true.
Ja and Zion and the marketing bonanza and the season ticket sales.
Yeah, that part I'm not going to argue with. That's all true.
I mean, I think that has to be taken into consideration.
No, you do with your Tigers. The Grizzlies, they can lose money and it doesn't matter. The billionaire owner doesn't care.
Well, I know, but they would like to have that place sold out every single night, right? I mean, and being on you wouldn't have to fight for television supremacy anymore. Like, you would be all the time on national television, and you would be in contention, provided Zion was healthy and motivated, to win championships.
Right.
It literally changes the worth of your franchise.
That's true.
That's another thing.
Like, if it goes right, if it goes wrong, then it's a tanker.
The biggest thing.
No, but if it goes wrong, it's a tanker.
I think Bane is untouchable for 99.9% of other players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Would you trade Desmond Bane for Kevin Durant? Of course you'd do that, right? Would you trade him for LeBron James? Of course you would. Would you trade him for Zion Williamson? The answer is yes. The answer is absolutely yes. Now, we'll see. We'll see if...
I wouldn't do it.
We'll see if it gets there. But I mean, I do understand. Like people are traumatized because the Grizzlies never had shooting before like this, right?
It's been a long ever.
Time. And they've also been Grizzlies fans have also been burned by Chandler Parsons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So I understand you've been hurt.
These are two things that are these are
we
two
all have. We've
and
all
I
been
think they're important lessons though, John. Like I do think the fans are rightful to sort of look at those stories and go cautionary tale. You know, I think that's fair.
But I also am of the mind, too, that we are moving into an era now where shooting is going to be pretty damn prominent around the world. I mean, that's what everybody does now. Everybody shoots threes. Everybody, you're going to be able to find. Again, I'm not trying to diminish Desmond Bane. Like, he's already broken the record. Like, the dude is awesome, you know, mm-hmm. And this is only in the comp. Like, I am not trading Desmond Bane or including him on any other package.
We're on the same page. You know this what is I mean? Exciting. This is good.
But would I do it for Zion Williamson? Man.
Hell to the yeah.
Thank you for what you've done for this franchise, DB. Appreciate you. Love you. See you down the road. But I gotta take a swing. I got to try to deliver a championship to Memphis and do it with two stars that transcend basketball.
It's a no-brainer to me. Y'all see how much ESPN talking about Ja Morant this year and what they see that Ja Morant does for ratings and everything else? Can you imagine what it is when you have Ja and Zion? And again, you get Zion. I don't care if it's 60 like it was last year when he was healthy and an all-star. You get those two together, what it would mean? You would be the story in the NBA. What are we talking about? You're rightfully a contender right now, but you put Zion in there with Ja. Two dudes that were unstoppable with the ball.
Right.
Did you see Zion when he's point forward? You cannot stop him.
No, I mean it's
you put that on the other side of Ja.
And I think that because we haven't seen Zion in so long, people are less inclined to do this. But I think if Zion Williamson was doing exactly what he's doing right now and he still wanted out of New Orleans, but he was averaging 27 and 7 and shooting 61% from the field, but he was on the floor right now, I don't even think people would be saying this. Do you?
No. My thing is, I think you nailed it earlier, his motivation to get back. Hell, take care of your body. Who you doing it for a New Orleans organization that you didn't like getting drafted to in the whole first place? And now you think that's poorly run. By the way, it's that relationship has soured as it's gone on. That's the whole point. He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And the motivation grows when you get somewhere you want to be, like with Ja Morant.
Now, I think some of these Grizzlies fans have allowed the success to really.
Well, Bane is playing the best basketball of his career.
And they're number two in the West with him.
And again, you made this about Bane when you say New Orleans takes the deal if it's Bane, but they don't take it if it's anybody else.
Right, because look at the way that the Grizzlies fans are reacting about Bane, right? I think that kind of underlines his value. They don't, like Grizzlies fans would not bristle up if it was Dylan Brooks.
Oh, I know, and that's who you're shooting first.
And that's why New Orleans is not going to take Dylan Brooks
either. Oh, by the way, Dylan Brooks plays defense. You got to do that, right, too. Desmond Bane doesn't do that. You are absolutely trying to make that deal with Dylan Brooks first before
say,
you do with Desmond Bane.
Next. Yeah. No, we want the other DB. We'll take the other DB. You know, because Dylan Brooks is 26. Desmond Bane is 23. You know, I mean, that's the difference there. And plus, he's on a friendlier contract, and all that stuff goes into it. You know, so
to act like they're not even in the same ballpark anymore is ridiculous. Because again, you are discounting
what Dylan is available to do, what
he can do defensively.
I know, but if you're
Bane
New Orleans,
is not
who would you
shown
rather
that
have?
At all.
Would
this you, dude's if he's got Orleans, all defensive team potential when he's there.
So you don't want Desmond Bane.
No, I'm just saying. My point is, I'm trying to sell Dylan hard and long before I even touch Desmond Bane.
No, you should try. I'm not for sure. You should try. Just see what you can get away with.
Like it's not like Desmond Bane is 21, right? Desmond Bane graduated from TCU. Like you know what I'm saying? An older player. So we're not talking about someone who's got.
I just don't think they're going to go for it. That's just
okay.
What I think.
Okay, that's fine.
And I don't think you would go for it if you were to run New Orleans.
Again, I'm trying to sell Dylan.
You're trying to fool the hell out of New Orleans.
And more importantly, you're going to need the efficient shooting that Desmond Bane can provide. And, of course, I'm trying to keep him and sell him Dylan to go with the picks, DeAnthony, whatever else they want. Come on in here. Come get this.
Yeah.
You throw Desmond Bane in first. Y'all take that. No. You got to be cool, man. You got to be Zach Kleiman.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would not go breaking up the Grizzlies just for any player, all right?
Zion has basically been like a year of saving his body, preserving his body. That's probably been a good thing for his old big bone tail.
Yeah. I also believe
y'all
in just
like.
See
that man dunk that ball through.
Like you're right. You're like the Grizzlies are second in the West this year, and that is amazing. Do we think they'll be second in the West every year? You know, I think they could be. I think they could win the West every year with Ja and Zion. You know, again, provided that he is healthy and motivated. He's a freaking 27, shooting 61% from the field, 27 points a game. shooting 61% from the field, unstoppable. Him and like you can just see the lobs.
Your five is able to clear it to go out to the 3-point line,
and you still have shooting there and
leave the lane open
with Dylan Brooks, right?
Oh my gosh! I mean, the possibilities. You would damn near be one of the favorites.
This is not disrespect or diminishing of Desmond Bane. I do think some of y'all, when it comes to this conversation, are slightly overvaluing him.
No, but you're valuing him, saying that you're putting it right where they're saying it is.
He's the most attractive.
That he's the piece that New Orleans wants to put it over the top.
He's the most attractive piece that the Grizzlies would consider for Zion trading. They would, because they're not going to trade Ja, obviously. Who else? And I don't think they're going to trade Jaren, because that would defeat the purpose, would it not?
Yeah, I think you keep Jaren. Jaren is the anchor of your defense.
Desmond Bane has played like 225 games. Zion Williamson's played 85.
And that is the reason why people right now are saying don't do this. But if Zion had played 165 games, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. We would say get on the phone and finish the trade right now. But because Zion has, honestly, I think,
85 games,
thrown the double bird to the New Orleans organization, that it's poisoned some fans' waters with Zion Williamson. But let that dude come back. Let that dude come back at all this season. It doesn't seem like he will, but let that dude come back at all.
Well, he rejoined the team and stuff.
It doesn't feel like he's going
to
play, though.
I don't know. If he's gearing up to hoping that New Orleans makes the postseason and he's going to try to appear. I don't know if that's what he's just trying to do. John, when he put the dunk out, it was going against him because he hadn't been cleared for the NFL.
Right.
He was showing them what
he
could do.
No, I mean, he does, but I also
just, I think he's always going to look heavy, though, BC.
Yeah.
That dude's never going to be, you know, like svelte.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I wouldn't trade Desmond Bane for Julius Randle, all right? Like, I'm not going crazy.
Right,
with this.
I get you. We're on the same page on this. It's a good thing.
The company is very.
This dude averaged 27.
Very small. But.
27 on 61% shooting.
Here's the really cool thing about Bane.
Talking enough about that piece of it. We're just talking about him not playing.
Here's the cool thing about Bane, even if you do trade him, the value that we are at, even if you disagree with me, think about that kind of value, even if it's in that ballpark. That's pretty damn exciting.
Well, yeah, and again, Zion Williamson is 21 years old, man.
Right, and I get it. It's the older player versus younger. I'm actually hearing the argument. It's just, and it's super damn exciting as a Grizzlies fan.
And I guarantee you, Brad, if five games in.
If he's kicking ass and he's felt. Here's my thing. And that's why I asked you the question about betting on future health versus, like, I just have like all the doubts about that dude.
And
the sample size is large
enough
now.
That is definitely fair.
It's absolutely fair to have doubts about Zion's health.
The sample size is also getting down the road a little bit here.
But we're talking about what we're focusing on one half of the conversation about Zion without talking about the other half of the conversation, which is that dude has been incredible.
He's a freak.
When he plays, which has been every season except this one.
He's a freak,
He has been amazing.
Yeah.
Like, just, I mean, an all-star, right?
He's a freak.
Like, if
85 games, he's been a freak.
Like, if I told you that I can get you a 21-year-old one-time all-star who shot 61% from the field, and all you got to do is give up Desmond Bane and two firsts, you would say, what?
Can I guarantee that cat's going to be right or sort of right-ish?
I can't guarantee you nothing.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee you that Putin's not going to push the button.
No.
You know,
that guy's a freak.
But we go through life. You know, we do the best we can. We make the best decisions that we can. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily a no-brainer if you're the Grizzlies organization. For me, though, just the opportunity cost,
Let's roll.
And if not?
Lead us home, Jalen Rose. Make it happen.
It's pretty fun, though.
I think some of y'all need to pull up YouTube. Man,
these folks saying me and you are drunk.
Some of y'all got to pull up YouTube.
These folks got to
refresh your
memory. They're looking at
Who are these folks you're talking about?
There's a lot of people on Twitter.
Like on the social media.
Yes,
don't worry about social media.
Brad, they're all saying, most of them are with you, it appears.
It's fine. It's social media, though. I don't take much of that.
Frederick says, do not sell your soul for a pot of gold. Brother, been done that. All right? This is not even a pot. This is a cauldron. This is an entire freaking state size of gold in Zion Williamson.
So much of it's Chandler Parsons.
It is.
It's Chandler
PTSD
Parsons.
PTSD is
it's,
bad,
I, I'm
bro.
Looking at the tweet.
But
a lot of it is Chandler
you
Parsons.
You can't run
pain.
Your organization like that.
And I can't fault y'all for still being hurt over that.
I remember when Chandler came in. This is before I had PTSD, and I remember thinking, I had Ratchet on my account. I'm tweeting pictures of him dunking on dudes and shooting threes, and I'm at the party, and then I didn't look at the medical. You know, it's like,
well, also the Grizzlies did not look at the medical. It wasn't
clearly
just you.
The blind.
All right, I don't think he had a physical with the Grizzlies. So it's not just, and again, understandable, but we have to. You cannot apply the circumstances of Chandler Parsons to Zion Williamson. They could be completely different deals, right? They totally
can't we
could
though?
Be.
Can't we though?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're two different players and they're two different situations completely. Like Zion Williamson's injuries could be completely related to his weight.
The other thing is, I'm a guy who bets on having 50 grand in the bank, even if I have a chance to win 100. You know what I'm saying?
Well, again, understand that. I do. And I think the fact that the Grizzlies are, we would also be having a different conversation about this if the Grizzlies were, instead of second in the West, maybe fifth
That's
or
the
sixth.
Other thing. Right.
Like they've happened to be second in the West.
Yeah, they're in the middle.
They've blown all the expectations. But it's like, okay, can you do this next year?
There is no promise
year?
Of being right back here 100%. Next year.
100%. Well, I think we should all agree on that.
Clippers
this is
have Paul
very
George
unlikely.
And Kawhi Leonard.
So I think
it's
people are getting caught up in the sort of circumstantial evidence of this season while not necessarily taking into account, and that applies to both Zion and the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. I think we could see a year from now where Zion is back on the court and he is looking awesome, and the Grizzlies are still good, but maybe fifth or sixth in the West as opposed to second. And then some of y'all are going to be looking at each other like,
no, I don't. I don't think
that.
No, but you can be the same person who also agrees with that opinion though, and still think you got to be prudent about some of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean we're talking about a dude who has like the market cap of China. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like getting Yao Ming.
And he's got thighs that don't lie, bro.
It's like getting Yao Ming in your franchise. Like, that is what it means. The Houston Rockets drafted Yao Ming not just because he was a good player, because you had all them China eyeballs, man.
Look, if Wenguru got their value with Ja, they'll get even more value when we get Zion Williams in here for that Wenguru deal.
It's a business decision, man. It's like you said, Jason, it adds value to your franchise.
Oh my God, there's no question about that. If it works.
You become the story in the NBA. What are we talking about?
Desmond Bane is a great NBA basketball player, and the idea that the Grizzlies got that dude at number 30, like he has been beyond pretty much like everything else this season, beyond your wildest expectations. But he is available for Zion Williamson, for Kevin Durant, for LeBron James.
Maybe the reason Bane lived was so Memphis could get Zion.
Yeah.
The reason he was born.
And that will, you know what? That would be a worthy sacrifice.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That would be a worthy sacrifice.
Y'all need to realize
that. This is it. This is his apex.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Rose heard from somebody.
Yeah, oh, that is clear, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, he did.
Jalen Rose is not float stuff.
No.
And if you're going to float a franchise, it ain't going to be the Grizzlies, bro.
That's not the
sexy franchise to float out there. I know they're awesome this year, but it ain't the one.
You'd say he's going to the Knicks. You'd say he's going to the Lakers. That's what's going to get you the clip.
Because, look, you know how I know? Because I Googled Zion Williamson, and none of it has anything to do with that report.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. It's
all Jalen Jacoby. Nobody's talking about it.
If he'd have said, I'm hearing Zion Williamson in the Knicks or the Lakers.
Done.
It's
all over.
First take talking about it.
Yes.
It's all because
they would
ESPN
have written a story
anyway,
about
100%.
It. Exactly. 100%.
So that's why I tend to lean towards. Oh no. This was like a real.
He's had a plugged in conversation with somebody he feels
because
like
because of the, again the Ja connection with South Carolina, right? Yeah. Like he wants to go team up with Ja and be a part of a franchise that's on the up and up.
And that makes sense. That all makes sense.
But now, you're trying to do like some.
I'm gonna do the deal, but I'm keeping Bane.
Right. So
everybody gonna be happy.
You're like the Russia-Ukraine negotiations, man. You like poison them folks. Like, hey, here you go. Here's Dylan Brooks. Bye bye.
No, David Griffin's desperate. This dude does not want to play for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What they get so great for AD? You know what I'm saying? Like you've said this before, what you get back a lot of times on these stars doesn't come close in terms of equaling the value.
That was a different organization.
I understand that.
I'm going to look it up right. Did they not get Drew Holiday, or was he before that? I can't remember.
They got Brandon Ingram was part of the deal.
Yeah, Brandon Ingram.
And a bunch of other
stuff. Sorry, it was Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart.
Now, on that one, you make the deal because it's freaking Anthony Davis.
I mean, that's a lot.
There are no questions asked when it's an Anthony Davis deal. There's no questions asked.
I mean, you got to think about it, right? Lonzo Ball was a number two overall pick, and Brandon Ingram was a first-round pick.
Yes. Ingram's a good player. Ingram's a good player.
You're going to have to get rid of Desmond Bane for Zion Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at that. That trade package is.
He's not Anthony Davis, John.
I mean,
Anthony, his injury history wasn't this before.
Yeah, maybe he is actually, and not in this, not
it
this
wasn't
deep,
Zion
not this
awful
deep
before
into the
he
career.
Gets to the Lakers.
I mean, again, though,
he got a title for him.
It wasn't great.
It's also 20. He's also 21 as opposed to Anthony Davis. He got traded with much older.
That's true.
I mean, 21 coming off missing a whole season.
I mean, look, I appreciate the vigor here. I really do. But you're not.
Maybe I love this player too much. I may need to look myself in the mirror.
We can get it done without getting rid of Bane. If we have to, then Bane got to roll.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you. Like
that's where I come back together with you. Yeah. Because then I'd be like, Bane was born for this, to bring Zion.
Hold on, we got an update.
With Ja.
Guys, we got an update. They said if Wingstop, or I'm sorry, if Wing Guru, not Wingstop, they suck. Wing Guru, if they get unlimited wings from Wing Guru, they'll make the trade.
Oh, well, yeah, Billy will throw that in.
Okay. Right, no, you get unlimited lemon pepper from Billy
Richmond.
He's
got enough locations around the country. I think he can.
So Zion will get unlimited wings if he comes. Thighs don't lie.
But I also think Billy would be motivated not necessarily to agree to that because, you know, he needs Zion on the floor. You know what I mean? That's part of the deal,
and
too.
And for anybody just coming to this conversation, because, again, somebody just DM'd me, we're talking about Zion potentially to Memphis because Jalen Rose on his show, Jalen Jacoby, in a conversation was supposed to be, is Zion going to be traded within the next 2 years, brought up Memphis, saying,
"Yeah,
I, you want some broken news? Zion ain't going to, if he leaves New Orleans," said Zion's not going to New York. Forget the Lakers, everything else. Man said Grizzlies. That's why we're talking about it, because yesterday Jalen Rose brought it up. And we don't think Jalen Rose just floats that unless he's had some
conversation. I want Zion to stay with the Pelicans.
But
if Zion leaves, I'll give you a destination. It ain't New York. It ain't with the Lakers. It got to be Memphis.
There you have it.
That's so random.
There you have it. I mean, that you just don't pull that out of the air, right?
No, that's too random.
You just don't. I mean, it would basically be like him saying, I got one for you, the Pacers. You know,
right.
I mean,
it's not sexy.
It's not quite the same because the Grizzlies are awesome and they have been the talk of the NBA. But if you know, it's the same in terms of effect on the news cycle. You know what I mean?
But just think about it. If Zion's had a conversation with someone and talked about that, someone's asking, man, where would you want to go since you even want to be? And you could think about who one of the big stories in the league this year, that Memphis team. Right, and it's not too far-fetched to think Jalen could have talked to someone who Zion's talked to and said, you know, yeah, forget some of these other markets. You see what Memphis is doing right
now?
Exactly, and that's how you get to this point where Jalen's willing to float that out there, right? Talk to somebody who Zion's said, man, look at what Memphis is doing. Everybody talking about me. Man, what about me and Ja? You know, that's how those things can happen.
Going to Memphis now, honestly, it's like going to the Lakers or the Knicks, but without the microscope.
Yes.
You know, because you don't have the – you don't have the pressure necessarily on you from the national media. They're not like necessarily – like sometimes they're not even on TV, so they don't even know what the hell is going on. So you can go to Memphis. You can grow. You can figure it out sort of not in the shadows, but just not necessarily in the pressure cooker of Los Angeles or New York City, right? Like it's just a different thing. Now, you would have attention because it's Ja and Zion. But I do think there is
attention that would rival any other teams in the league at that point, in any other market in the league.
But our makeup in Memphis is just a little different, right, than those fan bases. I think there would just be a little bit more patience afforded to a guy who was coming off of a year where he did not play. We'll see. I mean, this is what we talked about, right? Was it going to be Bradley Beal? Was it going to be, you know, who is this disgruntled star going to be that the Grizzlies take a shot at? Well, if you let Jalen Rose tell it, it might just be Zion Williamson.
We'll see.
We'll see. That's going to do it for us today on the show.
It's exciting to think about.
We're going
to
end early.
Y'all batting down the hatches.
That's right.
That's exciting.
We're going to let the tornado take us up out of here.
You know what's fun, though?
It's super fun.
The other part that's so fun is that you're already awesome.
You're already awesome.
No, it's all just house money.
It's crazy.
Like we don't have to sit here and do this and look and say, oh, well, if we did that, maybe you could then go be a two seed or a one seed. You're already a two. And you get the chance to roll the dice this year with all these guys and see if you can make it something special this year.
It is wild. You know, we're looking at the Spurs. 10 years ago, we'd play the Spurs, and we're like begging to get the eighth seed by trying to win this game tonight. Instead, we're locking up the division and the two seed.
No, you're already in an amazing spot. It's just banked. You know what I mean? It's just
that's the ticket right there.
Yeah.
You're in a great spot as it is. So there's really no losing.
It's crazy, man.
There's no losing.
Although folks scared to lose Bane. Man, my Lord, Bane.
I didn't mean to be the advocate for all of our Bane lovers, but apparently I am.
No, I think it's okay
to
love.
You are the face, and I did not know how.
I think it's okay to love Desmond Bane.
It appears he's popular.
But I think some of y'all need to see a therapist.
Am I the only one who likes Desmond Bane, I guess?
Absolutely
maybe I'm
not.
There are other people.
Well, we like Bane. We're just saying.
No, but not to my level.
Bane train and Zion train.
He's my favorite player. He's my favorite player.
Zion wins.
I just love the way he plays, man. We've never had a player like Desmond Bane. Never. Ever.
It is amazing the fans, man. Like the fans are just so out of their freaking minds, man. I mean, some of these fans.
No, I don't think they're out of the freaking minds. Again, being concerned about Zion's health and saying, you know what, he will never be right. That's fair.
Right.
If you're, if that's where you are at this point.
But nobody
knows. 85 games.
You don't want to mess up a good thing for that.
But I, again, you have to take into consideration the souring that has happened between Zion and that New Orleans organization.
I also think you have to take into consideration the year off has probably helped him in terms of his health and everything else. You get him somewhere where he's motivated.
Get him right.
You can get that all-star that New Orleans had last year.
We're going to give
60-something games.
I think Professors Jason and John need to give some homework here. We're going to do this during the break. Okay. We're going to come back with the rundown. We have a lot to get to.
Yeah, we do.
This is the homework assignment, okay? And then I want everybody to report back. Go to Google.com, or excuse me, go to YouTube.com.
We're not just looking at dunks.
And just put in 2021. Zion Williamson, NBA, and come back to me and just tell me what you see.
How about 2022?
They couldn't stop him.
Just tell me what you find of last season. This year he's not playing, so you're not going to find anything of this year.
Yeah.
But look back for me last season and just tell me what you see. What would be your assessment? And give me, you know, I think 5 pages double-spaced Times New Roman is a fair, you know, right? 5 pages, because there's enough to go around. 27 points a game, 61% from the field, all-star season at 20 years old. So come back to me and then tell me, in your words, why that person should not be traded for Desmond Bane. All right? And I'll await the responses in a full 5-page double-spaced Times New Roman format.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.